Good afternoon, everybody. The title of my presentation, The Effects of Multiple Beneficial Management Practices, BMPs, on Hydrology and Nutrient Losses in a Small Watershed in Canadian Prairies. So first of all, I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors. Some of them are among the audience, Jane Elliott is there, Tom Flayton is there, and also the funding agency, the University of Manitoba and Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada. Okay, so let's get this out of the way and then start the talk. Okay, why do we care? So the reason is that because of the decreasing water quality in Manitoba. There are, because of the excessive nitrogen and phosphorus causes the eutrophication in Lake Winnipeg, which is the 10th largest lake, freshwater bodies in the world. As you can see in these pictures, the algae bloom frequency in Lake Winnipeg is increasing, especially in recent years. So public concern regarding the quality of surface water in Manitoba is rising. Some point their fingers to agriculture. Whether or not it's agriculture to blame is up to debate, but I think it's indisputable that modern agriculture has contributed to some degree, at least, to the eutrophication problem that we see in freshwater bodies. So one solution is the beneficial management practices, BMPs. There are many definitions of BMPs. I just listed one here. But the key aspect of BMP is to minimize and mitigate impacts and risks to the environment by the agriculture activities. However, most agriculture BMPs are developed in humid regions at plot scale. For example, in long, steep slopes, which are dominated by water erosion, has high precipitation and in warm climate. As you know, in Canada, we have very different climate and topography. And also, if you want to control the water quality, you probably better to look that at the watershed scale rather than at the plot scale. So the question is, how do these agricultural BMPs work in Canada at the watershed scale? To address these concerns, Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada launched the Watershed Evaluation of Beneficial Management Practices project in 2004. The project is aimed to test and demonstrate the effect of different BMPs. There are seven watershed across Canada in southwest Manitoba. We have the South Tobacco Creek watershed. It's our site. So there are many studies has been carried out in South Tobacco Creek watershed. In this presentation, we're going to talk about the one that tests the multiple BMPs, the effect of multiple BMPs on water quality at the watershed outlet. Here is the map of the South Tobacco Creek watershed. It's a pretty big watershed. In this big watershed, there are two small watersheds. This is the Medio watershed. Maybe you can't see the word here, but yeah, this is the control watershed called Medio. The other one is the Stepler watershed, sub-watershed, used as the treatment. These two watersheds are 3 kilometers apart. So they're similar in climate, of course. And they're also similar in size, land use, and topography. So at the outlet of the watershed, here and here, we set up water gauging stations, and we monitored the water flow rate and take water samples to measure total nitrogen, total dissolved nitrogen, particulate nitrogen, total phosphorus, total dissolved phosphorus, particulate phosphorus. And we calculate both nutrient export and the nutrient flow weighted mean concentration for each event. The experiment is using a design called paired watershed design. Basically, we have divided the study period into two periods, the pre-BMP period and the post-BMP period. We applied two treatments. Actually, one is a control. There's no BMPs on it. The other one is a treatment. We have implemented five BMPs as listed in this table and also shown on this map. Okay, the key point for this paired watershed design is that the BMPs only applied to the treatment sub-watershed in the post-BMP period, as shown in this table. Okay, only applied here. So in the pre-BMP period, both watersheds, no BMP. On the post-BMP period, only the control, only the treatment watershed has BMP implemented. This figure shows the raw data from this study. So the first line, the first row, that's the flow data. Second one is nitrogen, and the second one is phosphorus, the third one is nitrogen. The brownish color, that's for snowmelt. The light blue color is for rainfall. As you can see, there are similarities between these two watersheds. One thing is that you can see that the major part of the nutrient export is the dissolved part, the slashed part of the column. So the major export is from dissolved form, especially in the winter, in the spring melt period, from the snow melt period, is the brownish diagonal line covered part. Also, you can see there are a lot of variabilities over time. So that means the export is determined also by the hydrology. That makes it difficult to do a t-test and to test the effect of the BMPs because there's just too much noise out there. So in this study, we carried out an analysis called the analysis of covariance. Here shows the equation. The stats of this analysis called ANCOVA. The stats of ANCOVA could be very complicated, but the idea behind this analysis is quite simple. It's equivalent to you establish two regression lines for the two periods, one for the pre-BMP and one for the post-BMP, the blue line and the pink line. So the regression line is for the treatment watershed against the control watershed for the same parameter. For example, the total nitrogen. For example, this line, basically it says when you observe a high value on the control watershed, you're expecting to see a high value on the treatment watershed. And this regression line defines this relationship. So if the BMP has no significant impact, it will be like no BMP here. So the result will be the two lines will be close to each other, very similar to each other. But in contrast, if the BMP has significant impact, then the two lines will be apart, just like shown here. And the difference between these two regression lines actually reflects the effect of the treatment. And based on these two regression lines, you can actually quantify the effect of BMPs. So that brings us to why use this paired watershed design. That's because, simply put, it's because we have higher power than traditional experimental design, for example, the t-test, to test the effect of BMPs. Basically, you use the control watershed and the pre-BMP period to filter out all the noise created by the hydrology. So actually, in this study, we used a slightly more complicated approach called multivariate ANCOVA, in which we included three hydrological covariates, basically to filter out more noise from the analysis. So we used a procedure to define what is the best multivariate ANCOVA model. as shown in this table. This is the results. As you can see, those non-significant covariates were not included in the BEST model that has been crossed out in this table. And based on this BEST and COVA model, we can calculate the effect of the BMP expressed as the percent reduction here, the percent reduction, which is the mean. And then also based on the model, we can calculate the uncertainty surround this mean. Here is we use the 90% confidence, the upper bound and the lower bound to define the uncertainty. For example, for total P export here. So we are saying that on average, the BMP has caused 38% reduction, and at the confidence, at the 90% confidence, we can say the reduction by because of the BMP is between the range of 20 and 51. Okay, so collectively, the five BMPs have caused a reduction in nutrient export from 38 to 43% here, and have also caused a nutrient flow weighted mean concentration to drop from 32 to 58%. So the ANCOVA, the multivariate ANCOVA, only tells you the collective effect of the five BMPs. For individual BMPs, you have to assess them individually. In this study, we actually did that for the holding pond, which is a retention pond, hold all the water coming off from a feedlot site. And we also did that for nutrient management. So, but limited by time, I can't get into details for that. If you want more information, you can read our paper, which is published in the Journal of Environmental Quality recently. So in conclusion, the implementation of the five BMPs has resulted in a significant improvement in water quality. As we can see, it's a reduction across all the nutrients in both nutrient exports and the flow weighted mean concentration. Also, we found that substantial contribution from the holding pond, which is the part I didn't talk about, and also some contribution from other BMPs as well. So with that, I would like to conclude my talk and answer some questions. Thank you very much.